Let's read together Psalm 119, verses 129 through 176. In these final verses of this alphabetic acrostic psalm, we have the final six sets of eight verses each, following the last six letters of the Hebrew alphabet. Let's begin by reading verses 129 through 136. Psalm 119, beginning with verse 129. Your testimonies are wonderful. Therefore, my soul keeps them. The entrance of your words gives light. It gives understanding to the simple. I opened my mouth and panted, for I longed for your commandments. Look upon me and be merciful to me, as your custom is toward those who love your name. Direct my steps by your word, and let no iniquity have dominion over me. Redeem me from the oppression of man, that I may keep your precepts. Make your face shine upon your servant, and teach me your statutes. Rivers of water run down from my eyes, because men do not keep your law. Let's begin our study of this final section of Psalm 119 with some background notes. Now, for background and illustration, let me read you an eight-line rhymeless poem that I composed about the Bible, all lines beginning with the English letter A. Line number one, all my problems find an answer in your word, O Lord. Line number two, as to my desires, I love God's word. Line number three, a balanced quiet time involves God's word. Line number four, ask upon God's word and you will receive. Line number five, an anchor for the soul is God's word. Line number six, altogether thy word is perfect, O Lord. Line number seven, autumn, winter, spring, and summer bring fresh blessings from God's word. And line number eight, alleluia, God's word is perfect and sufficient. Now, who wants to do letters X and Z? Well, this is an example of an alphabetic acrostic psalm like Psalm 119, which takes all 22 letters of the Hebrew alphabet and in sequence goes from A to Z, as it were, with eight verses of Hebrew poetry for each letter. And almost all 176 verses have to do with the practical use of the Word of God in the life of the believer. And that brings us once again to our doctrinal point for Psalm 119. The Word of God is perfect and sufficient. The Word of God is perfect and sufficient. Verses 129 through 136 of Psalm 119, the eight verses that we just read, all begin with the Hebrew letter Pe, the 17th letter of the Hebrew alphabet. These verses express the wonder of God's Word. Look once again at verse 129 and 130. Your testimonies are wonderful. Therefore, my soul keeps them. The entrance of your words gives light. It gives understanding to the simple. The Bible is wonderful because it gives light and understanding to anyone who simply comes to the Word and wants to know and keep God's Word. We see in verses 131 through 135 that the psalmist loved God's wonderful Word and wanted to live every aspect of his life in line with God's Word. Do we? Or do we have some areas of our lives that are off limits to God? We see in verse 136 that the psalmist was so in tune with God's wonderful word that he cried because most people dishonor the Bible. Verse 136, once again, rivers of water run down from my eyes because men do not keep your law. Tesade is the 18th letter of the Hebrew alphabet. And verses 137 through 144 all begin with this Hebrew letter. These verses together emphasize the righteous character of God's word. Let's read these verses. Psalm 119, beginning now with verse 137. Righteous are you, O Lord, and upright are your judgments. Your testimonies, which you have commanded, are righteous and very faithful. My zeal has consumed me because my enemies have forgotten your words. Your word is very pure, therefore your servant loves it. I am small and despised, yet I do not forget your precepts. Your righteousness is an everlasting righteousness, and your law is truth. Trouble and anguish have overtaken me, yet your commandments are my delights. The righteousness of your testimonies is everlasting. Give me understanding, and I shall live. Do you see the logic in these verses? If God is righteous, then his word is bound to be righteous. And because the Lord is righteous forever, so is his word forever. Now, the world may look upon us as small and despised, and we may even feel that way. Verse 141, I am small and despised, yet I do not forget your precepts. So we may feel small and despised, but when we stand on God's eternal righteous word, we are giants. The next eight verses, namely verses 145 through 152, all begin with Kaf, the 19th letter of the Hebrew alphabet. We see that these verses emphasize the reliability of God's word because it is true. The psalmist knew that he could cry out to God at any time, day or night, and the Lord would answer with loving kindness and justice. Verse 149. How could the psalmist be so sure of these results? Because of the truth and reliability of the word of God. Look at verses 151 and 152 once again. You are near, O Lord. All your commandments are truth. Concerning your testimonies, I have known of old that you have founded them forever. The word of God is true and reliable forever. Now, verse 147 should not be used as a proof text that you must have your personal Bible study early in the morning. Verse 147, I rise before the dawning of the morning and cry for help. I hope in your word. No Bible, no breakfast is certainly a good practice, but not a biblical command. And neither is verse 148 a proof text for having your quiet times late at night. Verse 148, my eyes are awake through the night watches that I may meditate on your word. Now, I personally love the night watches for Bible study, but it's not a biblical command. We all have different metabolisms and time schedules. Resh is the 20th letter of the Hebrew alphabet, and verses 153 through 160 all begin with this Hebrew letter. In these verses, we see the psalmist's great love and commitment to God's word because it is God's word that is forever true. The psalmist knew that in all his troubles, the Lord could and would rescue him and revive him. How did the psalmist know this for sure? The word of God. That was the psalmist's foundation for salvation and for living life, and it should be our foundation as well. All believers have God's sure word as their foundation in reference to salvation. But unfortunately, not all believers look to God's word as their bottom line for living. The love of money, for example, and material things has a subtle way of becoming part of some Christians' formula for successful living. It should not be. In verse 155, notice the intimate connection between salvation and the word of God. Verse 155, once again, salvation is far from the wicked, for they do not seek your statutes. A big question mark should be raised over anyone who says they love God and says they are going to heaven, and yet they don't have time for the Bible. Verses 161 through 168 all begin with the Hebrew letter Shin, the 21st letter of the Hebrew alphabet. Rejoicing in God's word is certainly emphasized in these verses. Even when we are persecuted by people in high places, we can rejoice in God's word. Verses 161 and 162, once again. Princes persecute me without a cause, but my heart stands in awe of your word. I rejoice at your word as one who finds great treasure. And there is great treasure in the truth of Scripture. The question is, are we willing to dig? The seven times of praise each day in verse 164 means continuous praise. Seven is the number of perfection or completeness. The psalmist not only loved God's word and rejoiced in God's word, but he lived in the light of it. Verse 168, I keep your precepts and your testimonies, for all my ways are before you. Let me ask you, do we live in the light of Scripture? If we do, we will have great peace and will not stumble. Verse 165, great peace have those who love your law, and nothing causes them to stumble. Tav is the 22nd and last letter of the Hebrew alphabet. The final eight verses of Psalm 119 all begin with this Hebrew letter. Let's read these verses. Let my cry come before you, O Lord. Give me understanding according to your word. Let my supplication come before you. Deliver me according to your word. My lips shall utter praise, for you teach me your statutes. My tongue shall speak of your word, for all your commandments are righteousness. Let your hand become my help, for I have chosen your precepts. I long for your salvation, O Lord, and your law is my delight. Let my soul live, and it shall praise you, and let your judgments help me. I have gone astray like a lost sheep. Seek your servant, for I do not forget your commandments. These verses together emphasize the deliverance that comes through God's word. And not only is our eternal deliverance based on the word of God, but any deliverance we experience in this life is also based on the word of God. God does not depart from the principles of his revealed word when he delivers us from any problem or trouble. This is what the psalmist means in verses 169 and 170 when he says, give me understanding according to your word and deliver me according to your word. Even if these biblical principles of deliverance involve discipline and testing, the psalmist could praise the Lord and rejoice because the righteous commandments of the law of God were his delight. Is that true of us? That we love the word of God so much that we can rejoice even in his discipline of our lives when it's in line with his word? In verse 176, we see that the psalmist confessed that he had wandered astray like a lost sheep. That can happen to believers. The key to getting back in close fellowship with the Lord is to turn to his word, as the psalmist did. So very practical, as is all of Psalm 119. The word of God is perfect and sufficient. And now what about practical application? Don't miss the major point of Psalm 119. Don't miss the major point of Psalm 119. As we come to the end of this beautifully designed alphabetic acrostic psalm, we might think that this design feature is the most important point about the psalm. But such is not the case. The more important point about Psalm 119 is the emphasis on the importance of the Word of God. We've seen that just about every verse mentions the Word of God. And we've seen in this psalm how the Word is perfect and sufficient for everything we face in life. This is certainly the most important point about Psalm 119, the importance of the Bible. The design feature of this classic acrostic psalm is awesome and amazing, but don't miss the major point of Psalm 119.